Well, for those of you who were coming today in the hopes of hearing from your pastor who comes up with some amazing lessons, even though he's not here, you won't be disappointed because he did write the sermon. So you will see me reading a lot. I apologize for that. This was unexpected, obviously. And this will be in third person because he wrote it. So I'm not the one who's making these statements, but they're pretty wise. So All Saints Sunday is one of the most solemn and yet one of the most hopeful days of the church year. When we think about how solemn this day is, I think it leads us to hope. All Saints Day is a day of remembrance. We lit 12 candles of remembrance for those who were a part of this faith community who have passed since the last time we celebrated this day. Several of you placed flowers remembering loved ones who have passed through the door that we call death. It's a solemn day. We mourn. For some of you, the candle lit and the flower placed are visual reminders of the raw grief of loss that you're experiencing in your life. Your loved one's death has been recent, and you're still trying to learn to live in this new reality, a reality that you would just as soon never have had to deal with. For you know that we love you, and we are holding you in our prayers during this time of intense pain. For others, some time has passed, and the deep pain of loss has been replaced by the sweetest of memories. This doesn't mean that you don't miss your loved one now, but as you think about them, you remember your life's journey together. And though there is still pain because of their passing, even more, there's a smile and a joy as you remember. I think about how I have made this journey with many of you. I was privileged to walk beside you during your loved one's final days on earth. I was present or was called at the time of the death to offer you some words of comfort and to help you deal with the memorial services and to help you to process your loss. Sometimes the grief was so awful that it seemed to suck the life out of the room. Then, some months later, I speak with you again and you're smiling and you tell a wonderful story of a time passed with your loved one. All Saints is a time to remember because memories are a gift that help heal the raw pain of grief. In our thoughts, our loved one is still alive. As we figure out how to live going forward without them physically beside us, we still take them along in our hearts and minds, and somehow those memories begin to dry our tears. All Saints Day is, first of all, a day of remembrance and celebration of how those memories help us and encourage us. All Saints Day is also a day to celebrate their faith and our faith. I love the passage from 1 Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we want you to know about people who have died so that you won't mourn like others who don't have any hope. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose, so we also believe that God will bring with him those who have died in Jesus. Yes, we grieve our losses. But because of our faith, we also have hope. We have the hope that in faith we will receive eternal life. We have hope that we will see our loved ones again. Part of Alex's ministry is to walk beside people as their health declines, sometimes rapidly. He finds himself lighting a candle for him or her the next morning and the next Saint's Day. As dying approaches, more and more their thoughts turn to memories of loved ones who have gone before them. They begin to anticipate their reunion. I believe this hope, this faith in the promise of eternal life sustains them as the end of their life on earth approaches. Are they sad about things? Of course. No one wants to deal with the limitations that come to you when you're dying. There are regrets. He says, I won't be here to see my grandbabies get married. But because of their faith, they can also celebrate that for all of us. There is a time to live and a time to die. And this was their time. For all of us who have experienced the loss of a loved one, we hold on to the promise of God. For those whose candles we lit today, we celebrate that we will see them again. Whenever I talk like this, I'm sometimes asked, what about the people who didn't go to church or those who are of another faith? For too long, the Christian church believed that it had the keys to heaven. We even talk about Peter being the gatekeeper. We imply that only those who accept Jesus get in, but this is not what the Bible says. People want to throw at me the verse, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, as proof that we Christians have total control over heaven. Yes. Believe in Jesus. Belief in Jesus leads to salvation. That is our faith. But the verse does not say, only if you believe in Jesus will you be saved. The people Jesus talked to were for the most part, practicing Jews. Does it mean that they were not baptized Christians, so they could not receive the promises of Christ? Or what about those faithful people before Jesus, Abraham, the prophets, or John the Baptist? And when Jesus talked to the woman at the well, she was a Samaritan with different beliefs, and yet he never said God's love and grace were not for her. He healed the slave of the centurion and celebrated his faith, and the list goes on. Even correct behavior was not that important for Jesus. Remember the thief who was crucified with him? Jesus tells him that he will be with him in paradise. Jesus did not say, first acknowledge me to be the Messiah, and then you will be saved. No. The thief wanted Jesus to remember him. And that's what we all want, isn't it? We want to be remembered by God. And doesn't God remember all of us? All of us? Some interpret the book of Revelation to say that even after death, we have another chance for forgiveness and life eternal. What I tell people who have the questions about loved ones is that they are beloved children of God, and we can trust them into God's loving care with hope. God will figure out how to respond to people of other faiths and of no faith. God remembers them too. And loves them. It isn't our job to figure out what happens to them eternally, and it certainly isn't our job to keep them out of heaven. We can proclaim our faith, but we can also know that God loves everyone. God is love. Finally, All Saints is a time to look forward with rejoicing. Again, from the book of Revelation, we read about a scene from heaven. There's a great multitude from every nation standing before the throne and before the Lamb, singing the praises of God. We are promised that when this happens, there will be no more hunger or thirst. There will be no more pain. The Lamb will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. All tears will dry up. Why? Not because of the people are practicing good religion, which, if you want my opinion, is pretty silly. It's because of all those things that cause us physical and emotional pain and tears are gone. The pain of separation is gone. The fear of need is gone. The limitations of our physical bodies are gone, and so we sing praises and celebrate the joy of being with God. For our loved ones who have gone before us, this is what we believe and hope that they are experiencing. For us, this is what we look forward to. One of the realities of life is that we all will die. Sometimes people die way too young, tragically or because of disease, and yes, even because of suicide. Their loss is especially hard to process because we think of all the lost possibilities in their lives that will never become. The pain in families is more extreme when people die at an early age, and so we also mourn for all those who have experienced that loss. Others die in old age. Yes, we will miss them, but it is somewhat easier to let them go because they lived a full life and their passing is not unexpected. Whether we want to admit it, we too will die. Someday, loving family members or friends will light a candle and place a flower for us. When we can embrace the journey of life, celebrate the past, live faithfully today, and anticipate tomorrow, we too can face our end with grace. In closing, let me share a story of one who embraced all of these things. Vern was a man of faith. He had been a local pastor for a number of years after retirement. When he learned he was dying, Vern decided to embrace the journey. First, he researched all of the forms and paperwork that his wife would need to fill out after he died. He filled out insurance papers, death certificates, bank statements, housing deed transfers, and all the rest. He put sticky notes indicating where the death date needed to be added and his signatures needed to be added. He didn't tell anyone he was doing this because he didn't want the family to focus on his dying. He just told everyone there was a green folder in the front drawer of his desk and to get that out upon his death. What a gift to the family. What a gift. Also, he visited with his pastor and planned his entire service. From music to hymns to poetry, who should speak? He put a note with it saying they could change anything they wanted, but this was a guide. The family was amazed when the pastor showed them the work he had done quietly. It was the only time it took him less than 5 minutes to plan a service, and he wrote a note to his wife and each of his children and grandchildren, telling them how much he loved them. All of this was for after his death. In preparation before his death, besides the medical and hospice stuff, Vern decided to celebrate. He made sure all of his family got together a couple of times during his last year. He made it clear that even though the reason was time together before he died, it should not be sad time. He told them stories of his parents and grandparents. They ate together, they laughed a lot, and they went to church together. He had them with him in worship because he wanted them to know that faith was important. Celebrating the past, deepening our faith, and preparing ourselves and our loved ones for the time that is coming is a good example for all as we give thanks to those beloved saints that we lit a candle for and placed a flower for on this All Saints Day. Amen.